está?
Bien, bien. Muy bien.
Muy bien. Listen, here we learn a new thing which we don't have because we've never seen this strumming, which is very simple actually. And it consists of three notes. Practically speaking, we have thumb down, thumb up, and middle ring finger down muted with this. Sounds like this.
Now, is that like a rumba beat?
Yes, it's a tango rumba strumming. Ahora, this thing here, thumb down, thumb up, and middle ring finger down. Let's train it a bit. Put example one to just get the movement very easy.
Example one. Let's see. Oh, you already sent example. Okay.
Exactly. Example one.
Okay. More. Example one.
One. Two. One.
Okay, so you're essentially playing triplets?
No, it's not a triplet. Put example three with the chord in minor play to show you how it goes. This is a syncopation thing.
Okay.
Because a triplet will be ta 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 ta.
Isn't that here? Continue to look at one for a second.
Yes.
Well, you're playing three beats on every count, right?
No, because we have one, two. Now I play four on one bar. This is the thing of this thing here. It has just a simple structure of syncopation, which we can only analyze by counting and playing. This is the way to do it. Otherwise, in classical music.
Yeah.
We will have to write down all the value of the notes, but this doesn't mean you really understand the rhythm.
Okay,
but
if
you can play it and count it, then you really understand the rhythm, then you don't need to read anything. That's why this is superior. Put example three and play with the chord.
Okay, but what you sent me, it says P down, P up, and MA
down muted.
That's three.
Yes, that's right. The strumming works with three notes, but it's not three notes every bar. Careful. Put example three. Let me show
okay,
you.
Okay, let's look at three. Example three. Say again.
The thumb, when you do middle ring finger down. When we do middle ring finger down, the thumb has to land on the sixth string.
When you do the mute.
When you land, then this lands here. So we have middle ring finger down, thumb landing on sixth string. So. This thing.
See.
Start the guitar output. Show me the first string. That's high. Turn it down. That's good. Second. That's also sharp. Turn it down. Lower it. Lower. That's right. Third. Down. Okay, now let's play example three from the beginning. Let's go. Now we know what to do.
Confused.
Okay, wait a moment. That confusion is because of not knowing the tempo. Click example three and count it.
Well, I just lost concentration. I never got back to it. So
count it from the beginning. Then we are know for sure that the beats are okay. Regarded.
Okay, so three
put
again.
Example three.
One, two, three. Okay, so it sounds like you're counting right after one, not on one.
Ahora, that's right, but what happens is that we start on one, but it moves through the beats. Ahora, now let's do the same thing, but with A minor, in which we have to rest to land the thumb on the fifth string, Bruce, this one. Now when we do this thing here, the thumb has to fall on the fifth string.
Fifth, five?
Yes.
Five string, not six, but five. Okay. On the A string.
On the A string, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. Ahora. Now let's put example four.
Four. Now where did four go? Okay, well, the counting's really problematic because I don't understand the counting. What, you're changing click you're counting on?
Oh, there is no problem. Then for that, I make one example specific on this video. Click example 12 and just count that.
Okay.
Every 2 beats of the metronome, Bruce, we count 1 beat on the rhythm.
Okay, 12, down to the bottom. Well, that seems straightforward.
Exacto, that's right. Now just count over the example 4.
Example 4. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One.
Every 2 beats. What happens is that when you include something, here you are listening exactly the same thing, like before in the just click along, Bruce. The only thing is that when other elements are included there, then your mind goes to listen the other thing and lose track of the time.
Yeah,
that's precisely why I recorded these examples like that. Because this is not only you, everyone has the same problem, means that the rhythm there has one way. To put something in on it, then it becomes confused because we have not mastered the meter yet. That's why we need to count the exercises. Unless we can count it, we cannot learn this thing rhythmical. And flamenco main element is rhythm. So rhythm thing has to be mastered. It's not difficult. I don't expect you to do it right away. But in a couple of weeks, for sure, that you can do this very well.
You say it's not difficult. This is what I tell my students when I'm teaching them English as a second language. It's, oh, English is such an easy language. But I smile when I say that, right? You're not smiling when you're saying it.
But you have to study. That's
true. It comes easier for some people, especially if you've heard flamenco all your life. It's like you learn a language when you're young and it's easy. You learn a polyrhythm like flamenco when you're older and it's unfamiliar. Yes. It's very hard.
But you know why? Because that's why in Spain they discriminate foreigners. They use this argument, which is true. Here, bad people use that same argument, which is true, for the wrong purpose. They use it to say that if it's foreigner, then he cannot play because they cannot listen from childhood and all that. That's not true, because the training is necessary. And I bet I am not example of that, but people who is born in other places else, which is not the United States, and maybe say someone from Japan or from other place, and if he get the right training of pronunciation in English, he can also sound like American.
Yeah. It's not, no, and this
not
is
that
what
he cannot learn it. It's more difficult, probably. Yes.
Yeah. But so that's exactly the point. You have to try harder.
That's what the traditional people say here about foreigners playing.
Yeah.
They say don't do it. And my teacher said no, that's not true. It's just the training what's necessary, not the nationality. Nationality doesn't give you any qualification to play. It's just the training necessary. If you train, it doesn't matter where are you from. That's what my teacher said. That's why I teach. Otherwise, okay. The tradition opposed me and him also, obviously, because they don't want.
I agree.
People to play.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just that we have to try harder. We have to recognize that it's not going to come as naturally as it does for a native Spaniard.
I in English struggle too, eh?
Yeah. Okay, you've gone through that, but you've mastered English. What other language? What
I
other?
I also have my weak points. Don't think. Yeah. I also try to study also now presently jazz music or other things, and I'm also weak there because I never play American music.
Yeah.
But I need to train on that. On purpose, I go to out of my zone of comfort, because if you go a step out of your zone of comfort, then that will make your life comfortable.
Yeah.
Really, because the comfort we have by studying, we need to challenge something.
That's
no problem with these rules. Look. Check this. When we have this one, it's 3 notes. Now we will have the same, but we will do 2 thumbs down on beat 1 and 3. So this thing.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Not so difficult. I am sure you can do it. Put example 5. Let's see.
Oh, wow.
If we don't count it now, if you want, just listen the count. And then we can include the counting later. That's not the problem.
Okay.
Put example 5.
Here it comes.
Example 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
What's that?
The muted is faster. It's just faster. That's right. And the thumb lands here. Okay, let's go to example 6 with A minor, same thing. You see how you can do it? I knew you can do it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Only thing to start by first listening the count. And then you can you just simulate it, and then you can count it. And then that's it. Then we'll really know it. No problem. Now you're playing tatan. That's not what I am doing. But we're anticipating the middle finger down. You're playing this.
I'm sorry, what?
Same place like I am playing it. Good example, 5, 6. Let's see. It has to sound same.
Okay, so basically there is five beats in each count, but 4 beats in each count, but the second beat is mute, a rest.
That's right.
Okay, so it's 4 equal spaces, but 1 is a rest.
That's right.
Okay.
Put example, let's play it.
Okay, 6, right?
Yes. Thank you. anticipatedly. We're playing early, the middle ring finger down cross. Let's do with E minor. We will do example eight, example seven. We play one and one.
Seven.
That would be now is much better. Next week, I think in a couple of weeks you have this very well. But you try to first play with the counting, listening the count, and then you count, and then that's it. Of course, you can do it. You have good rhythm. Only thing you have to develop. Exercises, listen it well and try again. That of course in half hour cannot happen, but it can happen in 3 half hours. So if you sit there in 2-3 days, you have the good stuff of the group going, and then we can play with these very nice pieces with this strong thing, because it's simple, it's 3 notes only. Let's do that, and I see you next lesson.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Bye.